Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reggie and Cynthia Johnson. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer.
Lord, we give thanks for everything that's good, or that we perceive as good. We thank you for all things. Thank you for a brand new day, a brand new sky, and a brand new opportunity to live, to work, to love, and to be uplifted in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us know we are one with you in all things. There's only oneness, there's only love, and there's only light. And as we learn these lessons, we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Well, we are studying oneness, as many of you know, and we're still in Chapter 2. I'm going to finish up Chapter 2 today. I came very close to finishing it up yesterday, but yesterday we were focusing on the breath, and Dr. Reggie had such a profound revelation yesterday. I'm going to ask that he share that with us this morning on the breath.
I believe that breathing, in the prayer yesterday, I got this incredible revelation that there's a secret. When it says in the Bible that God breathed into man and we became a living soul, she mentioned the breath yesterday, and the breath carries in itself the secret of eternal life in the form, in the body. People use diaphragmatic breathing and breathing in general. But when it's used with intention and in mind, you live a long, long, long life and don't have to necessarily die in this body. That is a secret of the breath itself, the breath of God in you. It's a very powerful revelation.
Thank you. I was so moved by that. That revelation yesterday that you shared with us, and it was after the call, and I was just like, wow. What I also find interesting is that we, when we started The Way of the Wizard, the first revelation we had out of that course was about the breath and how Merlin was afraid that, well, he wasn't afraid, but he said that he was the last of his kind. Merlin was the last wizard that had this knowledge. And then he realized that there was nothing to be concerned with because everything that he knew, all of his knowledge, was contained in the breath. And all we had to do was breathe. And so here we are moving into another book. And this collective consciousness called oneness is telling us how important the breath is. How important the breath is, and that that knowledge is within the breath, and that the breath takes us into this journey. This morning, I want to pick up with the end of Chapter 2, and I am on the very end of page 27, moving into page 28, 29, and 30 and 31 of the text. In this very moment, you are all you are yet to become. In this very moment, you are all you are yet to become. Because time, as you know it to be, is not a factor in what is transpiring, in what you consider to be the now. All that is to happen has happened energetically. And what is left to achieve is the physical manifestation of that expression of energy. This would explain why at times you are seemingly drawn to a particular set of circumstances. And this would explain why you experience what you would consider to be synchronicity. And this would explain why you experience a sense of disharmony when you resist suggestions that nudge you to act upon certain opportunities. So what they're saying here is something that we have taught in Circles of Prosperity and we've experienced through several books that we've gone through, and that is that the physical manifestation of an experience is the end result. It's the effect. This it has already happened in mind, and that's where the real reality is, on an energetic level. Energetic energy is unseen but extremely powerful. And that's why they're saying time doesn't have anything to do with it. Your intention right now is that you are to grow spiritually. What you're waiting, it's already done. That is already done. You are already spiritually connected, you are already spiritually aware. However it is that you're defining this journey that you're on, it already exists. You're just waiting for the physical manifestation. And what I am encouraging you, and I have encouraged you to do over this past year, is to not focus on this physical manifestation, that the real reality is in the unseen. The unseen world, because it's all done energetically. As we go through this book, there are several terms that I see that come up quite often, and they're saying it differently, but it's the same principles that we have taught earlier in Circles of Prosperity. They use the word energy or energetically. And we have defined that in Circles of Prosperity as the unseen world, because it's that substance that lies underneath everything. The Bible calls it substance. They're defining it as energy. Substance is energy. And we can't see energy. I mean, the wind is extremely powerful. It's a form of energy. So that unseen world is extremely powerful. The second one is heart-centeredness. That's another term they use. Heart-centeredness. And the best way I can define that is your feeling nature. But it's the positive feelings that you have. That's going to be the love feeling, the joy feeling. When we went through creating money, they focused a lot on, does it make you feel joyful? And they were correlating that joyfulness to being in alignment with God, which, of course, in this book, they're saying that heart-centeredness brings you into oneness. So as we go through this, and you hear these words, I want you to really understand what they mean and where they're coming from, okay? There are a number of avenues to the crossroads in which you may be headed at any given moment. When you take up the threads of a scenario that presents itself to you as synchronicity, you experience the manifestation of that particular avenue and those particular sets of circumstances and the individuals who feature in it. Were those threads not taken up, be assured that other potentially life-altering events would present themselves to you, scripted, to deliver you to the very same crossroads, albeit via a different route. So forgive yourself the misdirected notion that you have strayed off track by letting certain opportunities pass you by. Don't spend time in regret. Because whatever you're meant to experience, whatever you're energetically aligned to experience, whatever your vibration is set in order to move circumstances into your life so that you can grow from them, they're going to come. And remember earlier in this chapter we talked about not trying to control everything, but just to receive the experience and go through the experience and grow from the experience. That's what they're saying here. Be gentle with yourself. You know, some of us will look back on at a particular event in our life and we'll say, if I had only done this, my life would be different. And unless that decision at that point would not make your life different at this point. Because, especially if you think it would be better if you had done this decision. Because wherever you are right now, this is where you're supposed to be. There were lessons that you needed to learn. That's why in The Way of the Wizard, they said that everything that occurs to you is your divine path. And here we're seeing a repetition of the same concept. Every step you take is towards your divinity. Forgive yourself the misdirected notion that you have impeded your own progress by your own judgment of your performance in a given set of circumstances. The very responses those scenarios invoked within you are those calibrated energetically to deliver you to the state of beingness in which you recognize consciously your tendency to respond in that way and relinquish your need to do so. So, I'm going to give this from my experience. I attracted a certain kind of man in my life. The names and the faces changed, but they were basically all the same for a period of time. And I was always miserable in those relationships. Why was I continuing to attract the same kind of person? Because I was energetically aligned at that point, and there was a lesson that I needed to learn at that point. And it wasn't until I stopped and said, you know, this is not serving me, and I have to let this go, and I release this. Actually, I said, you know, I think it's meant for me to be alone. And I put all of my energy and focus in my spiritual development, and I just forgot about relationships. And out of that, I shifted my energy. I shifted my energy in that moment when I decided what? To release. I just released. Before then, I didn't feel like a whole person. Unless there was a man attached, I felt that I needed that to complete me, but I did not. I am complete and whole by myself. So that was a false belief. And I had to release that energy. And what happened when I released? The most beautiful spirit entered my life. And I would not have been able to recognize his spirit had I been in that old energetic vibration. But I had elevated and I was ready to receive this beautiful relationship. So whatever you go through is so that you can learn and so that you can shift. So if you have something, a pattern that you're repeating, even in relationships with mom and dad and, you know, our children, those close relationships are so tricky. You need to just, whatever you can do, shift just slightly in your thought process. Remember, we're going to take that breath and go in and breathe and move into our oneness and just transcend slightly. That's what the shift is. Just shift up higher, just slightly. And you change that energetic vibration so that you now have a new experience in the physical manifestation. In the present period, it is likely that you will experience a sense of coming to completion on a multitude of levels with the recurring themes that have dominated this lifetime. as a way of punctuating a point in question. It is likely that your experience will begin to serve you extreme variations on that theme. So let's say that what they're saying is if you have a challenge now in relationships or whatever pattern is going on in your life that you recognize as a repetitive pattern, you are growing, and it's probably going to get worse. It will be a very extreme repeat of this pattern to wake you up. But they say this is an indication that you are at completion with a particular leg of your journey, and that it is indeed time to move on. It is so uncomfortable. You know, Reggie always says that his mom used to tell him, well, the punishment has not been severe enough. If you're still doing it, the punishment has not been severe enough. I don't believe in punishment. It's just you haven't experienced this enough, so I'm going to make it a little bit more profound for you so that you know that you don't need this any longer. But that's all because you have grown to the place where, okay, this is painful and it hurts, and I want to let it go. Okay, yes, I'm a little bit more aware that this is painful and it hurts, and I really don't need this anymore. Oh, my God, this is really painful. I am sick and tired of feeling this pain, and I'm done with it. Haven't you guys noticed that progression when something is making you unhappy? It really gets to a point where it makes you so miserable. You say, you know what? I don't need this anymore. I'm done with it. And you get the lesson. Embrace everything that happens to you because it's all in your divine path. And what we tend to do, even when we're done with it, we get very belligerent about it. I will never let that happen to me again. Oh, no. And we relive the experience over and over. Let it go. Move on. You've got new things to deal with. Time, as you know it to be, is moving forward at an unprecedented pace. Events appear to be crammed into an improbably short space and at times seem to be happening simultaneously, which in fact they are. It is crucial as you rendezvous with oneness, as your rendezvous with oneness draws you ever nearer, that you come to completion with the life themes that tether you to this reality. It is crucial that you attain a state of detachment from the energy charges that have magnetized to you habitually throughout this lifetime. It is crucial that you recognize the common thread in the web of dramas that you have woven and that continue to ensnare you. And it is crucial that you allow yourself the grace of your own humanness in responding to these recurring situations and love yourself for it. Love yourself for it. When you are able to stand back from the overview of the dramas in which you have played a starring role and see yourself as the award-winning performer that you truly are, you are well on your way to completing the journey. Until you have mastered what you have come here to experience, the level of beingness that seeks to integrate you in its journey to oneness cannot do so. So as you reach out energetically with a heartfelt desire to bond with your higher expression of beingness, know that that aspect of self reaches for you too and adds energy to the equation of your totality. And until you are able to liberate yourself vibrationally from the chronic patterns of response that keep you stuck in endless repetitions of the same old song, your higher aspect of self is unable to integrate you with without jeopardizing his own vibrational levels. You know, a lot of people say, why did God let this happen to me? God didn't let this happen to you. You created this. God's energy is so pure and vibrationally is in just a place of love, it can't do something negative. That higher self that you're looking for is that higher vibration of perfection and love. It doesn't have anything to do with this mess you've created here. This mess is your drama. And it's up to you now to energetically raise your vibration so that it's a vibrational match with that of God's vibration. And they're telling you that in this time, you don't have time to waste. You have to address this now. And it all starts with a breath. It all starts with the breath. Going into that inner sanctuary, getting the feeling nature of what it is to be in that higher state of consciousness, in alignment with God, and bringing it back to the physical manifestation here. You may sense a tethering beneath the surface of your conscious awareness to deep-seated emotional patterns of response which are out of proportion to the circumstances that evoke them. And consider the very real possibility that what links energetically to you in these moments are aspects of your own being who have been excluded from you and who seek to integrate with you in their journey toward oneness. So what they're talking about is your multi-dimensional self that has lower vibrations. And some, you know, have you ever had this feeling out of the clear blue sky where you just feel sadness? Or you feel homesick? Or you feel a real deep sense of loneliness and you don't know where this came from because you're just going about your business? What they're telling you is that is a fragment of you, of yourself. That's a lower energy, and it's being attracted to you because you're elevating and you're the higher energy. And so what do you do with that? What do you do with that feeling? It says from their perspective, from that feeling that you're having, that emotional feeling, you are the heightened state of beingness towards which they strive. So it's coming up. As you're raising your vibration, these other feelings that are deep-seated within you, which are also a part of you, they start raising up and coming up too, saying, hey, bring me on. I want to be happy too. I want to feel joy. I want to be in this alignment of oneness. So you have to embrace that part of you. You are the mastery they seek. You are the enlightened perspective that they have tasted fleetingly and with which they yearn to bond at the deepest heart level. So your own emotional responses to given situations in your life open the door to parallel scenarios with parallel energetic triggers at other levels of creation. Remember I said that you're not moving in this universe, in this cosmos by yourself. You are interacting with some of everything because you are part of creation. The common ground and the paths upon which you will merge energetically with all aspects of self are the emotions you share at the deepest level. And, you know, I'm just going to put this out here. I'm not going to try to expand on it quite a bit. I just want you to contemplate it. But let's think about race consciousness. And in particular, since I'm African American, I want to talk about the mass consciousness of African Americans in terms of race. And all of the so-called issues that we have to deal with that we talk about a lot that we need to release. We need to raise the vibration. I cannot tell you how much my spirit and the Holy Spirit has been ministering to me about that, that we have to raise that vibration to another level. We have to come out, release the bonds that shackle us. It's time to let it go. And we as a race are all energetically connected. And we have to raise the vibration. Doesn't take many of us to do it, but we have to raise the vibration. When you experience a particularly poignant response to a given situation, one that you may judge to be extreme, consider before judging yourself too harshly that what you may be feeling in the depth of emotion that you share mutually with an aspect of self that has been denied and was left behind along the way. And by repressing the expression of the depths of your feeling, you only serve to prolong the separation between you and that aspect of yourself and to invite repeat performances of scenarios which are calculated to produce the same emotional response. Because this design, God has designed, has such an incredible plan for us. We can't get to the next level until we learn the lesson from the first level. It just won't happen. And so when those feelings come up and those emotions come up, you need to embrace them and say, what is the lesson that I need to learn here? Because I'm ready to let this go. And we have a caller that participates with us, and I'll probably bring her on a little later, Nania, who deals with radical forgiveness. And it's a process that takes you through releasing these, some of these negative experiences and emotions to help you raise your vibration. It is imperative that you open your heart to the very real sensations of hurt and sorrow or outrage that are summoned to you by circumstances in the dramas in which you play a part. And I love how they won't say it's illusion. You know, the Course in Miracles says, oh, this is all of this is just an illusion. They let you know this is a play that you wrote and you're playing the part in it. It's drama. But you need to go through it and feel everything because you have to grow from it. But it's just drama. So in so doing, you pave the way for the reintegration of a missing piece of your own being whose life theme may be the embodiment of those very responses and who strives from his depths to transcend them. You know, I think that what makes me want to teach this is because I've been through probably so much of the stuff that you guys have gone through. And, you know, I went into studying circles of studying the spiritual principles of prosperity because I was looking for my stuff. And I know a lot of you come here looking for your stuff. And I found something way bigger. When I realized spiritually, how God has created creation and what was available to me simply by my thoughts and my words, I was blown away. There's such a bigger plan here than this junk that we want to run out and buy. So I hope you stay with us as we go through this journey and get this, because when you do, you'll realize, oh, I can have any little piece of junk I want. But it's not important. You're not attached to the things. You're attached to God, who supplies your every need. Without the reintegration of these lost fragments of your own consciousness, you will be unable to complete your journey in the way the sum totality of your beingness would wish to. And without giving yourself permission in this time frame to truly feel the depth of your emotional response mechanism, you're holding yourself back in a way that really matters. At every level of creation, what really matters is the whole cosmos. It's not just your world, it's the whole cosmos. And you are such an integral part of it. And God loves you so much. He's saying, please, please join with me and others who are at a higher level and let all of this other stuff go. Because we need, all of us have to elevate at the same time. You are a multidimensional being. You are not limited to the particular identity that you have come to regard as you. There are viable aspects of self that live unbeknownst to you in parallel realities, who reach out instinctively for the lost aspect of self that you would consider to be you. And to these beings, you are a missing note in a chord that defines their very existence. You are the harmony toward which they strive and without which they are unable to achieve it. Isn't that beautiful? You are the harmony that a higher entity needs to complete its chord. That is so poetic. The key to your full participation in this multidimensional effort is to be present. Be present in all that you are and in all that you do so that you are able to be present in all that you are to become. So be conscious of what you are feeling and how you are responding in your dramas of your daily life. Be honest with yourself in your acknowledgement of your emotional responses. And be not so hasty in rejecting within your own repertoire of sensibilities that the feelings you might have yourself believe are beneath you. Because your emotional response mechanism is very real. And the key to all you would accomplish in this lifetime hinges upon your willingness to embrace all that you are. For the chance that you may come to experience in oneness all that you truly are. And that closes our chapter 2. I am going to open the floor now for comments or questions. Anyone have comments or questions this morning? You can press 1 on your telephone keypad, and hopefully I will see a question mark. Okay, hold on. Good morning, Nania.
Yes, good morning, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Well said.
thank you.
Just beautifully done. I thought of Hebrews 11:1. That faith is the substance, the energy of things hoped for, and the evidence of things unseen. Early in the reading you did today, I said, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. It's energy. It's the substance of things you can't see and that you hope for, but it's very, very real.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Understanding substance is like the first lesson in prosperity. If we don't understand substance and how substance operates, which equals and means, and you made a great reference here, it equals and means energy. If we don't understand energy, we can't begin the manifestation process, can we?
Absolutely.
And
everything is energy.
That's right. And the bottom line is that whether you believe in this stuff or not, this is how the planet functions. This is God's plan anyway. It works whether you know it or not. And your thoughts and your words are working with that energy, whether you know it or not. What we're trying to get you to transition to is to be consciously aware.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is universal law. We didn't get to vote on this, you know. It is what it is. And if we're wise, we align with it rather than rebelling or objecting, because we cannot affect it. All we can do is align with, get our vibration up to match it, or we're going to continue to suffer. It's just that simple.
Yes, and the suffering creates what, Nadia?
Mm-hmm.
What does the suffering create?
It creates more and more drama.
Uh-huh.
That we get the star in, if we, you know, need a starring role, we can continue to do that. And it leads to physical disease and death, which we don't have to be subjected to. It's a choice. It's free will.
But the other side of that is if we embrace it and just go through the experience, we get to grow and raise our vibration as well.
Absolutely.
So generationally, as a race, we've done enough suffering, haven't we?
Oh, Lord, yes. But we hang on. Sometimes we hang on to it because we say it's righteous indignation. We have a right to be angry. That's where we were at that time. That was then. This is now. The earth is shifting, bringing all that old rot to the surface to be purged. And we see that in the earth changes. And we are a reflection of the earth. And we are called upon to do the same thing. Everything that is impure, it's time out.
Amen.
Wherever it is, whether it's in the earth or in us.
Amen. I'm going to go to a couple other callers. I'm getting questions now. Hold on, okay? Thank you, Nadia.
True.
Good morning. This is Cynthia. Can you hear me? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Jean?
Hi, Cynthia. This is Jean.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for this. This is so awesome, and so I am so grateful to be part of Service of Prosperity. What captured me this morning was the higher vibration is waiting for us to unite with it, and all of us. It's just like breathless. I am so grateful because I am part of that. I am that higher vibration, and I really understand the energy like never before. Now it's really, really taking me up to another level of understanding the energy.
Yeah,
the energy of God, the energy of all knowing. It's just,
yes,
it's wonderful, and I am grateful.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing.
For the lesson this morning. Yes,
thank you. Yeah, it's a powerful lesson. And, you know, it's interesting. I find it interesting that we're reading different books, but we keep coming back to the same principles. Yes. Have you noticed that?
Yes, I do. But
our understanding becomes deeper.
Yes.
Our understanding becomes deeper. Thank you. I'm going to move on to another caller, okay? Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. You hear me, Cynthia?
Yes, I hear you now, Reed.
Thank you. I am having... it's such a giant step just to be aware that all of this is available to us without any effort, just being aware
mm-hmm.
and not putting too
too many emotions into. And how do you say be still when this smorgasbord is available to you and you are not used to, or I am not used to, so much being available to me for me trying to do nothing. I don't have to do nothing. It's all of it because I am a child of this universe. And I can, how do I do this? But it's so beautiful. Thank you so much. Because I can see, I'm beginning to see that I don't have to struggle.
Right.
I don't have to.
No, you don't. You just need to be still and know. And that's always your thing, Reed. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And move. I think the two lessons that I've walked away with so far has been going into the silence, going into my inner sanctuary, and being at one there and grabbing hold to that loving feeling and trying to bring it back into my daily experience in the world. And the second is to just let things be. Not to get caught up in the drama, but just to let it be. And to respond from that place of love. And that's the end of it. There is no struggle. I'm not trying to be right in a situation. I'm not trying to win an argument. I'm not trying to win your approval. I'm just loving you and loving the experience and letting it be.
Wow.
There is no struggle. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I think I'll take one more caller. Oh, wow, I've got people up here just hopping. This is unusual today. Donna, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. I am doing so good. Thank you for this wonderful journey this morning. And I get two things out of this. I get an inner standing and an overstanding.
Oh, break that down for us.
Ooh, the inner standing is my heart is feeling what you're saying because of some of the examples that you've used that I can feel, and it flutters my heart.
Oh, wow. So you're having that heart-centeredness, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. And the overstanding to me is like, oh, this is it. I got it.
Wow.
I know who I am.
Wow.
It's just wonderful for me. I feel like crying right now.
That's just love. That's love. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Many of you may not know Donna, but you'll get to know her. And, oh, the energy of love moves through her, and she just has miracle after miracle that happens to her because she releases the desire to control situations. She releases and lets go. You know what they say? Let go and let God. That's what she does. And she does it with such simplicity. The first time she shared with us, she said she was in a situation where a car would start. Her car wouldn't start, and she simply said, God loves me. I will never forget that. And out of that, all the help she needed came because she released and she let go. All right, I have time for one more quick caller, and then we'll go into our closing prayer. 0411, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say from the last two subjects, which are both connected, the one yesterday and today, is so powerful, and I was surprised no one said anything yesterday, and I wanted to, but I didn't want to be the first one. But I just want to say that this is so profound, and the young lady, Donna, mentioned overstanding. I don't hear that much, but I too stand on overstanding the point that we stand on a ground that is so powerful that we just need to embrace it. We don't need to control it because the universe goes before our spirit in a panoramic view. That's our movie. And all we have to do is enjoy the show. Don't try to control it or deter it because it's coming before us. And all we have to do is get to choose. And we do get to choose and we do get to say. And this is so powerful. I'm sharing it with others because we have been going over some things about energy and vibrations too, and it's all lining up with what we are to be in this 2012. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, so we are now off the air. We're not streaming anymore, but I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Thank you for the lesson this morning. We are grateful for all things in your presence. As always, we are on holy ground. You have given us the secrets of the universe and ourselves and the omniverse. We realize one thing that's very powerful. Our breathing and alignment with you in spirit and in truth is always possible and always accessible. Everything that happens to us as an experience is to make us grow, learn, and love. One thing out of this is to be chic and fabulous and live forever as your children. We are the energy of God itself, source energy, breathing and moving. Let us go forward with the understanding that there is no lack or limitation. There's only unlimited possibilities in the kingdom within. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Thank you, Dr. Reggie. Well, I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Tomorrow we actually will get to Chapter 3 because we finished up Chapter 2 today. And we'll just keep moving through and plowing through. I've enjoyed this journey so far and hope that you have too. I love you guys, and we'll be here tomorrow, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.